Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
California is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
We're
fine, though.
We are fine. A few of you have reached out to us. We're doing okay. We're not near the fires. We're very fortunate. But there's a shit ton of them. They're closing down our highways and burning down our towns. And
yeah,
it's fucking crazy, yeah, man.
A lot of it's going on in the deeper valley areas and Volks, although there was the one that was the closest one to us was by the Getty.
Well, is it that out yet?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, no. I haven't heard anything.
I thought it was like 60% contained as of yesterday, but I haven't checked today.
That's fucking crazy that there's still fire burning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that, what's it, the Thomas Fire or whatever, yeah. The one up in Ventura, that thing's just going. That thing's a monster.
Ugh.
Burning down all sorts of shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything that you people out there, listeners, if you want to support, you know, the Red Cross and, you know, I believe there's
charity of your choice, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's charities that are local charities that you can probably look up if you go to like KTLA or something like that.
Yeah, or maybe the LA Times or something. Times. They might have like a list of legit charities if you wanted to,
yeah,
you know, toss some people some money, just because a lot of those people lost everything right around the
or
holidays.
Just, you know, just to support, you know, the people that are fighting the blazes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Jen are okay, though. People have asked
we're fine.
Us for what our deal is, but we're fine. But, yeah, it's, you know, have those people in your thoughts because it's fucking constant fires.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, the gates of hell. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What else do we have to talk about? Getting closer to Christmas?
Well, we watched a bunch of movies, too.
Oh, what did we watch?
Well, last week we watched Iron Man.
We did. We were talking about doing that. We actually did it.
We did it. And we also watched The Punisher for 2004.
Yeah.
Watched that.
Yes. Because We Hate Movies did an episode on it. And I would recommend anybody to go listen to it. It's very fun.
Yeah.
If you want to know some thoughts about The Punisher from 2004, check out that episode.
Yeah. So, you know, you can watch that. You know, we watched those. I mean, you know, I, speaking of Iron Man.
Yeah.
I think that movie, I feel like I really like that movie.
Sure.
And I feel like the tone of it got much lighter as the movies went on. And now mm-hmm. that it's, you know, part of like this bigger universe, like, I feel like compared to the first movie, it's different, and it's kind of a, I feel like it's kind of a drag that
I was
not.
No, go ahead.
It's kind of a drag that it's not as, it's not like it was, you know? It, like, I feel like it kind of lost some edge that the first movie, at least from the, you know, from the very beginning of this Marvel universe, especially with Iron Man, you know, it's not there anymore.
Mm.
I don't know, it's something I noticed because I was like, there's some real, like there's, I mean, just in terms of like the adultness of it.
Sure.
You know, and there's just, I don't know, it just felt, it's not as cartoony.
I agree with that. I also felt that it was a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Like slower paced. Not that it was a bad thing. I actually enjoyed it. But because we weren't just, you know, we got to entertain the kids. Here's a bunch of shit going on. Like, it was a little bit slower. It took its time to build stuff up a little bit more than I think some of the more recent ones do.
Well, also, too, like, it's a great encapsulation of, like, a character, like, as big as Iron Man that they've never made a feature film about up to that point. And they found a way to explain his origin mm-hmm. as much as they possibly could. Give the backstory about Tony.
Yep.
Explain how he created the suit and how it's evolved and how, you know, basically got him into like an adventure.
Yeah.
And just it all just kind of wrapped up really, just worked out really well.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it in the theater and really enjoying it. And I really enjoyed it. It still holds up.
Yeah.
After, what was it, 10 years at this point.
I think, too, that Marvel had, I mean, they had a plan, but they also had a benefit, I think, in choosing in choosing the characters that they did, because you're looking at Iron Man, and if you're not a hardcore comic book fan,
yeah,
you don't know who the fuck Iron Man is. This is before this movie came out.
Yeah.
Right? You probably haven't heard about it.
You've had a vague idea of what Iron Man, Iron Man exists, but
yeah,
you don't know anything.
You might have an idea, maybe whatever, but it's not like a Batman.
No.
Or even if you're not into comic books, everybody knows who Batman is.
Yeah.
So
or Superman.
Or Spider-Man even.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at a character like Iron Man, who a lot of people didn't know who he was, they really had the opportunity to build their version of the character.
Yeah.
Without a whole bunch of people bringing all this baggage to it.
Yeah.
So I think that was very smart, you know?
Yeah.
For them to do it that way. Also, with the same with Thor. You know, Captain America, not really so much. He would have had some, you know, stuff, but
there's a lot of expectations of Captain America, especially given like how wholesome and like of a character he is and how he represents, you know, I feel like just of what that character represents.
Yes.
So, but yeah. I think Iron Man was kind of like, you can really just kind of create something unique with it.
Yeah.
And they did. And and they did a great job with that first movie. The second movie is not that good. I have to go back and watch it though. I feel like it's, I have to see how I feel about it, because it's been a while, but I remember not enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
And Iron Man 3, I think it's the same thing.
I think of the three, Iron Man 3 was my least favorite, if I'm remembering correctly, probably because isn't that the...
Well, that's the one with the Mandarin, and they kind of, it's kind of a swerve in sorts.
But
and...
isn't, what's his face, Guy Pierce
in
that movie?
Is in it. Yeah,
and then there's like Gwyneth Paltrow at the end.
Yeah.
And too much Gwyneth Paltrow for me.
Yeah.
Just one scene with Gwyneth Paltrow is too much.
Well, I mean, she's a big part of Tony's.
Yeah, but I just wish that they had gotten a different actress to play her. I think that
that was her character. Why would they replace it?
That's what I mean. They can't replace it now. I just wish they had not cast her to be good with.
Mm.
That's all.
I thought she was fine.
Yeah.
In the first movie, I think
I'll just look at her. All I can think is goop. Because she does that, and she's like, "I put jade eggs in my vagina," and you're like, "Oh God, you're terrible." Everything about you is terrible. Let's not have any of that. Yeah, every time she's on screen, I'm just like, goop, 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 goop.
Maybe it's just I don't have her on my radar for that stuff, so I don't pay attention to it, so it doesn't really
fair enough.
Bother me. But
you're not putting jade eggs in your vagina?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well.
I am not putting anything in my
I recommend you
like
do
that.
Not do that. That's a bad idea.
I don't know if I can fit them. It's like, oh. But yeah, so but we watched that movie, and that was I thought that was good. And what else? We watched a bunch of stuff. I watched both the G.I. Joe movies.
Oh yeah,
I've watched G.I. Joe: The Rise of Cobra.
Uh huh.
And then I followed it up with G.I. Joe: Retaliation.
Oh man, is that the one The Rock's in?
The Rock is in Retaliation. He played Roadblock.
Because I was watching the beginning of that first one, going, there's no Rock in here.
No, he doesn't show up till later.
Yeah.
The second one is, and I will say this, the second one is much better than the first. It's got more action in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different director and all that, you know, because the first director was, I think, Steven Summers, who directed all the Mummy movies.
Yeah.
At least the first two, I think, with the Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
And because Brendan Fraser has a little cameo in G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And, it's not bad. The first one's not bad.
No, you know what? Because I watched, that first act of the first one?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because I didn't, you know, I didn't really have any expectation going into the G.I. Joe movies. I didn't think it was terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
But it wasn't amazing. It was just like, oh, for like an action movie based on a toy, this is fine.
Yeah. And there's,
Slash comic book slash cartoon slash everything else G.I. Joe has ever been.
There's some goofiness going on, you know, there's whatever. And
there's
I mean,
too much like Marlon Wayans trying to like have sex with that child.
Wait, Scarlett?
Yes, because isn't Marlon Wayans like in his 40s and that girl's got to be like 20?
I don't think they're that she's that far apart, to be honest. I looked it up. But she,
there's way too much of him just trying to like get with her.
Oh, he's there's a lot
it's
of
it's really annoying.
There's a real big forced romance in that regard with between he's Ripcord and she's Scarlet.
Yeah.
And, you know, which for a G.I. Joe purist, Scarlet is with Duke, I guess. Because that's your ship.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing. That was not what I was getting here.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if it was as clear of a ship. Flint and Lady J, that's a ship.
Okay.
Which we get a little bit of that in the second movie.
Sorry.
But the first movie, yeah, it's kind of...
No, because I was getting... Channing Tatum is Duke, right?
Channing Tatum is Duke, yeah.
And I guess she...
He had a thing with Baroness.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, was that ever a real thing?
To my knowledge, no. To my knowledge, it was always Duke was in G.I. Joe.
Is this one of those things where we're like, we have to put some sort of emotional stakes. Everyone has to be involved with everyone else.
Right.
I fucking hate that, as we know. Yeah, because discussed basically, this so many times. You don't have to be involved with everybody, and your parents don't have to have done something for you to, like, do something cool.
Because basically, like, it goes that Duke... And Joseph Gordon, Duke and Corporal Commander.
It was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
It was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
In like a weird mask.
Yeah, well, he gets a weird mask later.
Assuming his face got blown off at some point.
He got most of his face meat and head meat blown off, so they had to like replace it with like things. And then he went evil because that's what happens. Well, he should be evil because he looks like a, you know, he's all blown apart.
Yeah, but you could get blown apart in real life and not be evil.
I don't know. If they put a steel head on you. You might mess with you.
I guess I'll just wait. Like, if I ever get blown apart, I guess I'll just dedicate myself to evil. I mean, what else am I gonna do?
I'll just go full evil, and if you get destroyed,
I mean, why
like,
not?
At least it was like, you know what? Whatever.
I'm just gonna get a lair, and like,
ooh, a lair.
Yeah, you gotta get a lair. You can't just have like an apartment. You have to have a lair, and I'll just like do evil.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of lairs these days.
Yeah, you gotta get one. I'll like rent a garage in some industrial area.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, you need like a garage, like a Puppet Master.
Yeah.
Just a place where you keep your goopy clay.
Yeah.
That's where you keep goop. That's where you keep it's Gwyneth Paltrow. She just hangs out there.
She just hangs out there, and every time I open the thing, she's like, did you know that the moon rays make your menstrual flow clean? And you're like, shut that back down.
You just open it, and she's like, can I get out now? It's like,
no.
Like, it's like, stop talking about moon rays.
Shut up. Hey, do you know what you're talking about? It has no scientific basis. Thumbs up.
She shut her back in the thing. Yes. But she, basically, like, Duke and Cobra Commander are, like, army bros because Cobra Commander is, like, a science soldier.
Well, he's Baroness's
brother. But he's also Baroness's brother.
In this movie.
But Baroness's brother. And then what happens is they go to, like a fight, and, like Cobra Commander, like, goes in to like steal some intel, and then he sees like the nanobites, like whatever that technology they were talking about in the beginning that eats stuff,
yeah,
and makes people all crazy and shit. They're like, oh, he sees it in action. He's like, oh, this is pretty dope. And then he doesn't get out in time. He gets blown up, and Dr. Mindbender's with him, and they get blown up together, but they survive because Dr. Mindbender like gives him like his apparently. Helps saves his brain and body and whatever and gives him his weird face.
Okay.
And then Cobra Commander's like, okay, well, I'm evil now. And then Baroness is like, I blame
Duke
because Duke was supposed to watch out for my brother. And he also, like, he airstrike came in too early and, like, you know, Cobra Commander got blown up. So she blamed Duke. He didn't, like go to like apologize or anything like that. He just like rode off on a motorcycle in the rain, you know, and Baroness was like, what the fuck? And then
he had a gig. He had to go dance that night.
Yeah. That's like in between all
that's
this.
That's how Magic Mike went. He rode off on his motorcycle to go do Magic Mike. And he was like, I'm going to go get money and build tables.
Well, there's a deleted scene.
She'll take me back.
There's a deleted scene where you hear, wow.
You just hear pony.
You just hear pony, and he's just humping a fucking table. He's just humping
chairs.
Like a work table.
Do you think like anytime Channing Tatum hears pony, like Genuine's pony, he has to just?
We know what it is. It's probably what happens. Is it's like that time when? Do you ever see this video? I've never seen it, I did watch it, but I'm not ever gonna watch it again. Bon Jovi was at a wedding. Did you hear about this?
No.
Bon Jovi was like at a wedding, like as a guest.
Oh no!
And the band started playing "Living on a Prayer."
Okay.
And the guy's like, "Hey, you sing Bon Jovi?" And Bon Jovi's like, you know."
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking.
But here's the thing. Here's what happens. So he goes to the wedding. So anytime somebody's out and they start playing Pony, like they're like, "Hey, Channing Tatum, huh?" You know, and he's got
I was thinking more like so. There was a very old South Park episode where anytime Cartman hears the song Sail Away,
right,
he must finish it. Yeah. And it's a compulsion. He can't stop it. I'm thinking that's what happens when Channing Tatum hears the song Pony.
Mm.
He just starts hump dancing and he just can't stop it.
No, he can't.
So he's like in a mall and it like comes on and all of a sudden he's just like humping an escalator.
What mall plays a Pony?
I don't know. He walks by the Abercrombie and Fitch and they're playing Pony and he humps the escalator all the way to the top till he can't hear it anymore.
Write into worstcollectionever@gmail.com if you've ever been in a mall and heard Genuine's Pony.
Yeah, if you've ever been in like a retail establishment and heard Genuine's Pony.
If you've been to like, let's say, a PacSun or, you know, a Claire's Accessories or...
Oh, they're rocking Pony and Claire's Accessories.
I don't know. I'm just saying GameStop is GameStop cranking Pony. It's like, hey, you know what? Let's turn off this video game spiel and let's play some Pony. Oh, and all of a sudden you got, you know, Channing Tatum just humping the Nintendo Switch.
But he takes his shirt off and throws it at the surly clerk. The guy's like, dude.
It's like, dude, are you gonna pre-order Call of Duty or what? It's like, why are you humping like, used PlayStation 3 games? Yeah, but he goes right off and so like Baron, like, so, and I guess what happens is, so Cobra Commander, you know, like he gets rebuilt or whatever, and then he's like, well, I'm evil now, so now I need to go and like chloroform my sister and take her and then inject her with like these evil nanites so I can control her.
Oh, I see.
And now she's like super evil and can like do like sweet karate and shit. And you know, now she's gonna like turn heel on Channing Tatum. So
yeah,
and then basically that's the movie, you know, and that's the premise.
Did they like? Does she
turns back face?
I'm sure, and then they kiss.
They do. There's some making out, and then he puts her in prison, and but then she's, you know, then that's how we don't hear from her in the next movie, you know, and then they capture Destro and whatever, but then in the next movie, like the government turns heel on the Joes,
okay,
because.
Well, that always happens.
Because what happens is at the end... Okay, well, I forgot this very important part. So Zartan, who is a master of disguise.
Okay.
And because he has, like, his, you know, those things in his body, he can change his face and shit.
Uh-huh.
So he changes his face to look like the president. And they basically, like, capture the president and keep him in, like a bunker somewhere. And so, like, Zartan as a president, it's like...
I'm listening.
What? Well, okay. Well, no. Eventually, the movie gets into very uncomfortable territory because of this. But basically, so Zartan's like evil president, and he's like, "Hey, I'm cool president now, and like I want to like eliminate all the nuclear weapons, and I'm gonna tell all the countries to get all their nuclear weapons together, and let's get rid of them. But really, what I'm gonna do is like." You know, force them all to like shoot their nuclear weapons out all at once and then make them deactivate. Because what I'm really going to do is, I have these, you know, since I'm a Cobra, I got these sweet ass satellites with like these awesome like tungsten missiles that will like can blow up things without like causing fallout. So he blows up like London with it. And, you know, basically.
Wait, so okay, hold on. Let me see if I get this straight. So I'm fake president.
Uh huh.
I'm going to get everybody to give up their nukes.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to shoot all those nukes at the same time and then blow them up from space?
No, he didn't blow up the nukes from space. He made everybody, like, call off their nukes by blowing them up, because you could apparently do that. I don't know how nuclear missiles work, but...
Wait. I thought he made them give them up. So who's... Why are they firing them?
Okay, so what happens is they all get together in, like, Camp Dave, and they're like, hey, let's all acquiesce and, like... clean out our nuclear closets.
How weird do you think Camp David is?
Oh, it's fucking weird.
Right? It's got to be weird. It's got to be like, you know, when you go to somebody's cabin and they have like weird pictures of their family. Except it's just like that for presidents.
Yeah, there's a lot of channels.
Oh, well, there's obviously channels, but I'm just thinking like you walk in and there's just like a picture of like Barbara Bush in like a bathing suit. Like, I don't know.
Oh, is there a you think there's a like presidential a hall of babes?
No, I just think like that's what you have when you're in a cabin. So you're just like, what? And they've got like a singing bass on the wall and shit.
Oh, there's definitely a singing bass.
Yeah.
And it sings the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, and it's just like the weirdest fucking place.
There's
you've
a
ever
hall
called.
Of singing Billy Basses, and you walk by them, and they all go off.
And they play that presidential theme as you walk down the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds horrifying.
Yeah, so they what happens is, okay, so he tries to get basically everybody to like give up their nukes, but the idea is that, you know, he's in Cobra and he's got this sweet ass missile. if they give up his, if he gets everybody to give up their nukes, you know, he's going to be heel president, and they're going to, he's, you know, Zartan's going to be heel president, and, you know, Cobra's going to, he's going to partner with Cobra to, like, have these sweet missiles in space, and basically he's gonna be like, well, the most powerful man in the world will be the president, so everybody has to depend on me, so because they gave up their nukes, so we're gonna we basically, if they don't cooperate with us, we'll shoot them with our sweet tungsten missiles.
Yeah, that seems like more work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not, I'm probably making, I mean, it seem like it's a lot of work.
But if you've already got your, like, sweet space missile thing, why bother?
Yeah, no, I don't know why they just didn't have,
why don't you just space missile these people? Like, I mean, if you've already got it, yeah, you're, you not have, becoming president.
Well, because they're worried that the people would start using the nuclear missiles.
So you just, if you already know that you can shoot them? Like, yeah. I guess I'm confused.
I know.
I think it's more work than it's worth.
It is. And then basically,
and then you got to put a president in a bunker, and he's like, there's no KFC here. And it's like, you know, who wants to deal with that?
No.
Yeah.
No. There's no KFC here. That's the only complaint he has. He's being beaten daily with a fucking slapjack. I can't get a double-double. Or a double down.
I need my, what does he order? The two Big Macs or whatever, and two Filet-O-Fishes and my KFC.
That's not true. I don't think that's true.
I don't know. It can't be.
That can't be true.
Because if you ate that for like a week, you would drop dead. Eat it for 70 years and you keep going.
Remember how back in the day people were like, man, President Clinton, he runs the McDonald's.
Everybody would make fun of him for it. I do remember this.
It's like our president's like, I eat Arby's. He definitely, you know, or I swim in Arby's cheddar. They're like, oh, that's fine.
Ew, Arby's cheddar.
Arby's cheddar.
Like molten.
That's a Camp David.
Oh, is that what's going on at Camp David? The pool is just made of Arby's cheddar.
Arby's cheddar pool.
You know, you'd think that, like, you know, when Clinton used to run to McDonald's, like, if you're the most powerful man in the world, couldn't he have just had a McDonald's built in one of those underground tunnels that the White House has?
Or just have somebody from the White House go and get that to you?
Yeah. So then you, like, look like you're running, but then you get back and there's just, like, an intern holding, like, a bag of fries. I don't know. Whatever Clinton would ever get when he would go there. I don't know.
You got a McMuffin. I think he would do breakfast.
He would run.
Jog, get some breakfast.
I mean, in,
like, all right, breakfast.
In Bill Clinton's defense, that's the only fucking way I'm jogging.
Yeah, I know.
Is if I'm jogging to go get myself a McMuffin. Because running is a horrible nightmare.
I can only run like a few feet.
Yeah, no, I can't run. Are you kidding?
Don't ask me to run ever again, world.
Of me running just looks like somebody falling in very slow motion.
Yeah, I feel like you've never run before.
I've run. It's just terrible. I have definitely run, but I'm not good at it.
So, well, anyways, I got to finish this G.I. Joe thing, because it's like, I know, it's ridiculous. So, anyways, the Rock's in this one.
Oh, yeah. Does he have a flamethrower?
Oh, he's got, like, all sorts of guns.
Good.
I don't know if he has a flamethrower, but basically, like, so they knew that the G.I. Joes were going to, like, cause shit, so, like, the government turned heel on them.
Okay.
And basically, like, disavowed them, so, like, they were, like, in, like, pack. Like, they made them, like, say, oh, you killed the Pakistani president, and now we're blowing you up out in the desert.
Okay.
And Channing Tatum's in, like, the first scene, and then he dies.
What?
Yeah, he gets blown up.
But he's Duke.
Doesn't matter. Duke can die.
Okay, sure.
So Roadblock, as The Rock, is like, oh, shit, we gotta, like, take care of business. So, like, him and the chick that played Wonder Woman in that show that never got made.
Oh, yeah, where she was shiny.
Adrian Palicki, she's Lady J. And then there's a dude that's Flint, and then they're looking like they're about to, like, they're kind of looking at each other like, fuck, you know, we want to fuck.
Sure.
And then, you know, the Rock is out there, and he's like, hey, I gotta go talk to Bruce Willis, because Bruce Willis plays, like, the original G.I. Joe.
Uh-oh.
And Bruce Willis, like, he's like, you know, not, he's retired, but he's got a house full of guns.
Like, well, sure.
But in a sense that, like, because every cupboard, like, every wall, like, he's like, okay, there's a gun in here, there's a gun in there. Oh, look, there's a grenades in my fruit basket. You know,
well, that sounds safe.
Yeah,
I hope his grandkids come over often.
I hope that's how the movie ends. It's like, my grandkids, kaboom.
He's like, Grandpa, can I have an apple?
Grandpa, this apple is weird. Kaboom.
My grandchild just exploded.
G.I. Joe 3. Some kid gets blown up by an apple.
That'd be really funny. Actually.
So, yeah.
I mean, like, not funny, but, like, funny in movie context funny. Yeah.
But it's a pretty good, I don't know, but there's, like, actually, but that second movie's got a lot of action in it, and it's spicier, it's actioneer.
It has The Rock.
And it has The Rock in it. And The Rock's out there with a gun. And he's like, yo, lock it. Like, he's just spouting off Rock shit.
Yeah,
just
he's The Rock.
Just like, I'm going to fucking kick everybody's ass. And it's great. You know, and I actually would recommend that. They're both on Vudu. We watched those on Vudu.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah. So, and I had to talk about G.I. Joe this week. I'm sorry.
I know. I know you love the G.I. Joe.
Because we were watching like a lot of stuff this week. We watched, what did we watch the other day? We watched something.
Oh, I don't know.
I watched something.
I fell asleep during most of it.
Yeah, I knew you fell asleep during everything.
Sorry, I get up early.
I watched a shitty boob comedy the other day.
Yeah. And last night, I don't know, we went to a Christmas party and I drank all the wine, so the minute I got home, I was like...
Yeah, I just watched wrestling.
Yes.
So anything else you want to comment on that you've watched?
I've been watching a lot of really bad Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, we talked about that last week, too.
And I actually am watching one right now that's not terrible. Ooh. I mean, for the genre, it's not like... It's called A Christmas Bell, B-E-L-L-E, Bell.
Bell.
But it's also kind of a Beauty and the Beast spin.
Oh.
So if you know the movie Beauty and the Beast, where she like goes to this castle or whatever, but instead it's Hailey Duff, Hilary Duff's sister.
Oh.
Goes to...
It's quality.
Appraise a very rich man's... house so he can sell it before Christmas.
Oh, okay. Appraise. I thought she appraise. Was appraising. Like, oh my God.
Oh, no. Appraise what he has in there and like take pictures of it and like get it ready to sell. And he, of course, loves no one and hates all things. And he's very miserable because his fiance like exploded. I don't know if she actually exploded, but she's dead. So she exploded. And there's a dog named Beast. Oh. And. Who likes Hailey Duff, and then, of course, they fall in love, and eventually, they're always PG-13, so they just kiss. It's all about Christmas, and it's all about, you know, the magic of Christmas, and, like, remembering that people love Christmas and also love.
Oh, okay.
So, that one's not terrible. It's kind of cute, but at the same time, most of them are really dumb.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I've been watching many of them. Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a shit ton of them on Netflix.
Is there any... Fake presidents or
no fake presidents? No G.I. Joe assassination attempts. Nobody has a flamethrower.
Oh,
quite unfortunately, they're just very small.
Oh,
so
Channing Tatum in there dancing.
No, you know what? I haven't seen him anywhere. But there's going to be a Christmas dance apparently in this one I'm watching now. So he might just like show up.
He just everybody's like jingle bell, and he's like blah, blah.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh no, he's wearing a Christmas hat.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're holding it in the barn. You know, the rich guy has, like, he lives in on a vineyard.
Oh.
And, like, his grandmother used to host parties in this barn. So they're now going to host a party in this barn.
So
I'm assuming Channing Tatum's just going to show up in the middle and just, like, hump the floor and just, like, wander out the door that way. That's how he gets out a door.
I heard about a terrible film festival that took place in a barn that had like wrestlers there that got really drunk.
Oh no.
And there was some shit that went on. Apparently there was sex syrup going around.
Wait, what's sex?
I don't know, syrup? But was it elaborated on? Because it was one of those things where people would post something on like Facebook or Twitter and they would be like, oh my God, this was awful. And they would post something about it and then they would immediately delete it.
Wait, can we go back to the sex syrup?
I don't know what it is.
A drink that makes you, is it like a Spanish fly type of thing? Or is it bodily fluids in a bottle?
I just read about
it. What are we talking here?
I just read about it because Jerry Lawler's son, Brian Christopher, Grandmaster Sexay, was involved.
I know nothing. I'm still stuck on the sex syrup.
I don't know. I haven't heard much about
it. I'm so boring. I apparently should know what that is.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to know what it is.
I kind of do want to know what it is, but I don't want anything to do with it. Is that
fair? Sex syrup on my pancakes?
Do I order that next time?
Yeah, next time ask for the sex syrup and they'll bring you something that you don't want.
And you just like open the top and it just sounds like Genuine's pony?
Was it Mrs. Butterworth? But it's like Mrs. Butterworth, but it's like a can of a bottle of Channing Tatum.
Well, no,
with a syrup in it.
Yeah, it's like a syrup, but it's kind of like one of those cards that plays music, and when you open it, it just plays the song, and the minute you shut it, it stops.
Yeah, that's sex. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And just like little tiny Channing Tatums fall on my pancakes.
No. No, I'm telling you what it is it's Mrs. Butterworth bottle that looks like Channing Tatum.
Okay. Yes.
And then you open it and it plays Pony.
And it plays Pony.
And you pour the syrup on your pancakes and that's called sex syrup.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally. We could get that at Ralph's.
You know, I would totally buy that.
I would absolutely buy that.
If I was at like a convention, it was like, hey, check out this sweet sex syrup bottle. And I'd be like, what to do? It's like it plays Pony and it's shaped like to Channing Tatum. I'm like, I'll buy one.
This would be one of those moments that I look at it and go, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I must own it.
Yeah.
Because usually that's how my thought process works.
Yeah. Usually you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I bought this. It's on our fridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's a magnet
uh-huh.
of just a drawing of Hulk Hogan, and he's flexing, but he's got a puppet of himself.
Yes.
On his shoulder, on his yes. sitting on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
The puppet is not flexing, unfortunately. No. But I found that. I forget where I found that. But
it was at
like,
some con.
It was definitely at a con, and I bought it, and I was like, okay, well, this is what I own now.
Yeah.
And now it's on our fridge.
It sure is.
So.
Yep.
Sometimes you just own things. I really wanted to buy. I remember you talked me out of it because it was like, but it was like $5 or $10. We were at a Salvation Army,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I need to get some photos for our podcast studio at the when the Sideshow was still in Culver,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, we should get like some pictures. So I wanted to buy this picture of a woman that looked like Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, it was like a very like soft.
I don't painting. Think I was there. You told
no,
me
no. I was
it.
There. You told me not to get it. It was like $8. I was like, oh, it's this giant picture of this woman that kind of looked like Linda Carter, but not. And she was kind of wearing like a jean shirt, and she was opening it so you can see the Wonder Woman outfit. It was a really big photo, and you're like, I was like, oh, I should get this and put it up in the studio, and you're like, no.
Yeah, because it's horrible.
I know it's horrible, but sometimes I'm just like, I just want to own that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the time that I saw it's like a little, it's like a tchotchke, and it's like two gingerbread cookies standing over a third gingerbread cookie, which is laying on the ground with like a giant happy smile on his face, and they're like squirting frosting onto him.
Oh.
Remember I took a picture of that horrifying thing?
Where was that?
That's when we went to visit my parents. And I saw it at Goodwill, and I should have bought that thing. Because every time I post that picture, everybody's like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, I know!
I remember this vaguely.
Yes, I'm going to find that picture. I'm going to fucking put it on our Facebook page. Because it's horrifying. You're like, what is wrong with this thing? I should have bought it. Yeah, I really should have. It was probably like $2.
Yeah, you're not breaking the bank.
No. It was
like
also
that.
Just so terrifying that I just, what?
Yeah.
I should have bought it.
Well, if you have any terrifying items that you want to share with us, put them on our Facebook page.
Yeah, please do.
We can
start a terrifying item thread.
Terrifying items. Yeah. Terrifying Christmas items that you, or just terrifying items in general.
Yeah.
Superhero
That's
related.
Kind of like previous guest Ken Reed.
Ken Reed owns
Instagram
all these things.
Or he'll just like find pictures of them and you're just like, what?
Yeah, I feel like he's very much.
He's got a lot of terrifying items.
He's got a lot of terrifying items, but he's very good at finding them. He's very good at finding. He's a good. Follow, I think it's Kenneth Reed.
I can look. Hold on.
Is it Kenneth W. Reed, R-E-I-D?
I believe so. Let me look.
On Instagram, and he is. Fantastic at curating pictures of catalogs or just things that
Kenneth W. Reed.
Yeah, that's right. Kenneth W. Reed, R-E-I-D. You should follow him on Instagram. He is very good at showcasing things that you would never knew existed. He had one recently. It's probably very recent that it's like a Sears catalog from like 87. It's like this kid. I think it's Goldberg and his son. His naked son working out.
Oh, no.
Because it's like this muscular man with no shirt standing over a puny kid with no shirt on,
yeah.
Like on a bench.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, buy this weight bench. It's like, no.
Yeah, you're like, no, it's terrifying.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's take our break, mm-hmm. and we'll come back, and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Hello, podcast listener. Russell Bragg here. Boy, do I have a story for you. What's that old saying?
I never thought it would happen to me.
No, not that one. Oh yeah, I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't have been there. It all started a couple of days ago. I was mowing the lawn when I noticed some people coming in my direction. As this group approached, I got a better look. I thought I was dreaming. To my disbelief and awe, coming towards me was Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rocky Balboa, who I always thought was just a fictional character, an older gentleman, who I later found out was Rocky's valet and interpreter, Jeeves. And even more shocking, Gary Cooper. He was here through some sort of time-traveling adventure he didn't want to talk about. As they approached my position, I just kept saying, "Wow," over and over. They finally noticed me and stopped. "Welcome to Clarksburg," was all I could think to say.
"It's a pleasure to be in your town. Who are you?"
"My name is Russell Bragg." Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Rocky getting all excited. What did he say?
"The master said, and acknowledges that you are indeed Russell Bragg, the host of the DC Comics Presents show. That's a podcast which the master enjoys immensely."
"Really?"
"Oh yes, we all love it. I love Superman. Did you know I was supposed to be in the 1978 Superman movie?"
"Arnie, you know that's not true. My favorite part of your program is the spotlights. That's how I believe I won my Academy Awards, by learning the ins and outs of not just my character, but the others in the script as well."
"Oh, there he goes again about his Oscars. Arnold should have won several Academy Awards by now, if they weren't so jealous of him. My favorite part is when you brag about comics you have gotten."
"How about you, Mr. Balboa?" "What'd he say?"
"The master says he enjoys your comic spinner rack segments. He likes to hear about the books that were on the stands at the time of the issues you're talking about."
"Oh, yeah. I like that one, too. I love the whole thing."
"Wow, that's great. I didn't really think many people were even aware of my podcast. It's nice to know it's getting out there, especially to celebrities like you."
"Is there a nice place to eat around here? I'm starved."
"There sure is, just down the street." "What'd he say?"
"The master inquires if you would like to dine with us."
"Really? Sure. Is it okay if I bring my wife?"
"Sure, the more the merrier. I can tell you all about the only scene I got to do in Superman the movie."
No, not again.
"It was the helicopter scene with Lois Lane. You know the one. I was going to let go because, I was let go because of one little ad-lib. I knew the scene and what would happen to Lois, so I said, 'Lois, stay away from the chopper!'"
"Wow. There I go again. What a great memory. Now, I wanted to tell you that story, but there's also another reason I wanted to present this promo. We're coming down to the final stretch of the DC Comics Presents show, so I'm hoping to conclude the podcast with a bang. I put out a call to other podcasters, and they answered. So some future episodes will have special guest hosts taking over the program. It will still have the same old segments you love, like Russell's comic brag and character spotlights. I plan on doing one last Christmas episode, and also a special podcast devoted to the Crisis on Infinite Earths event when we get closer to those issues. I guess that's everything. I hope you'll join me for the next exciting episode of the DC Comics Presents Show.
If you want to learn more about the DC Comics Presents Show, head on over to the show's website at www.bragaboutcomics.com. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, which is now called Apple Podcast, or Stitcher.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Batman and the Outsiders, number 19 from March 1985. And it is a Christmas episode, a Christmas book.
Yep, again, another Christmas book that did not come out in December.
Nope, it came out in March.
Nope, March.
And we are looking at Geo-Force and Superman about to throw down here on the cover, and it's in the scope of a red ornament.
Yeah, they're being reflected by an ornament on a Christmas tree.
Right. And then in the corner it says, "Who's afraid of the big red S?" And you got Superman's S, and that's...
Everyone is terrified.
They should be. He's a mad alien.
I mean, fair enough. That's true.
It is very true.
Yes.
So the story is called Who's Afraid of the Big Red S?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off with Halo whipping into
Wayne Manor.
Apparently has a very normal door.
Yes. Well, Alfred looks like he's answering the door while holding a tray of Christmas cookies.
How was he able to do that?
I don't know. I mean, he's holding it in both hands in this picture, but maybe he had it in one hand when he answered the door.
Yeah.
So Halo, like, bursts.
Also, who's eating those cookies?
Nobody. This is, okay, so we'll get to this. So she bursts in and she's like, "Oh my God, I gotta talk to Mr. Wayne. I mean, Batman, whatever."
Right.
Okay. So Bruce is dress like Hugh Hefner.
The rare occurrence he's having a relaxing Christmas.
He's sitting in his library.
Yeah.
And she's yelling, Mr. Wayne, Batman. And he goes, quiet, Halo. And I'm like, who else is here to hear her? It's you and Alfred in this giant house in the middle of fucking nowhere. Who else is here?
Maybe he's got somebody in one of his sex rooms just hanging out.
Well, that's true. He probably does have quite a few sex rooms.
He's probably got a few chicks just laying around. Because that's the thing. He's a playboy. You know, he's dressed like... I mean, maybe he's got guests and we don't see them.
That's true. And he's just wearing a bathrobe while they're over. Because he's like, I am Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, he's just got some babes over, you know?
Yeah.
And he's reading... he's just got a book in his hand that says Modern Criminology.
Yes.
Because he's... You know, we have to... You know, you can't assume that he's reading anything else. Like, maybe he might want to read, What's it? Like, Daniel Steele?
Yeah, he might want to read some Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice. He maybe wants to read, You know, maybe he's reading...
He wants Stephen King's newest.
Stephen King. Yeah, what was I about? 85? So he's reading It?
Oh, sure.
He's reading that
It's a big fucking book,
he's
man.
He's reading 1,000 pages of It.
Yeah, questioning the end of it like all of us did. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's having a lot of questions.
Yeah. So, and by the way, so Halo, mm-hmm. How old is Halo?
Well, they're all like teenagers.
Okay.
They're like very young.
That helps because, my God, does she act like an idiot.
Yeah, she's...
She's really dumb.
Yeah.
So she's like, and what's her power? She just flies and has like energy halos.
She has like a spectrum powers and she can use light and stuff, you know, to do things. I'm not really into rainbows. Yeah. I'm not really that familiar with the Outsiders outside of maybe like Katana and Geo-Force, mm-hmm. but you know, I know Looker, there's Metamorphos, Looker, Metamorpho,
mm-hmm.
Black Lightning. Halo's the one I don't really know much about.
Yeah. So she's like, oh no, Geo-Force, he's going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And I need you to help me. And Batman's like, well, start at the beginning. She's like, well, I'm not going to start at the beginning. And then we cut to, she's going to some cabin.
Yeah.
Up in the woods, singing a Christmas carol.
Yeah, she's having a sing. It's Christmas.
Geo-Force is there in his civilian identity.
Yes, Brian.
Brian
Markoff.
And he is hanging a Christmas banner, and he's hitting his hand with a hammer, because haha jokes.
Yeah.
And she comes in, and apparently they're dating?
Well, there's like some sort of like connection between them.
Oh.
Right? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with, I think they're dating because of what happens here.
Well, no, they're thinking about dating. I think
they are dating.
Oh.
Because she, like, if you're thinking about dating somebody and he's like, hey, here's a present I have for you, you're not going to think that it's a fucking ring.
Right.
Like she does. Unless you are dating this gentleman. Because, you know, dudes you're kind of talking about dating don't give you rings.
That's true.
So he's like, oh, I'm so glad to see you. Here, I have a present for you. And she's like, oh, no. It's a diamond ring.
Well, she doesn't just think it's a diamond ring. It's a picture of a diamond ring.
Above her head.
Above her head. Because I had to look at that a few times. Just like,
Yeah, she's like, ring? Ring? Because, of course, what else would you think? If a guy's going to give you a present, it must be a ring.
Right. So he's like, okay, well, maybe it's a ring. And he's like...
And she's like, oh, hey, before I open that little box you're holding, let's talk.
Yeah.
And they both sit down. And then both in unison, there's like, they say, I don't love you. And then they get really excited that the other one is not in love with them.
Well, here's the thing. If he doesn't love her, why is he buying her any, like...
Well, I mean, it could be like a friend thing.
I guess.
Like, we're really good friends. You know, I love you as a friend. I see... Because they're like, oh, I see you like a sister brother.
Well, he goes...
So apparently they've been dating enough to get to the point where they realize they don't love the other one.
Okay.
And they're happy about it.
You think they've been porking?
I don't know, because I don't know how old he is.
I feel like they're the same age. I feel like it's like she's not, they're not, I mean, they're like young.
Yeah, like.
They're not teenagers.
Like early college?
Yeah, they're definitely like, you know, they're old enough to be on their own and stuff.
Yeah, so. And like in college and stuff, yeah. Maybe. Okay, so they're young kids, but they're not like minors.
No.
Okay.
No, they're okay. I mean, well, yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of talk here about Halo going to visit her parents.
Well, yeah.
She doesn't really know who her parents are, but like, I think Batman just found some people and says, these are your parents.
No, because Batman's just like, as an orphan, I just assign people to parents.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe, you know, what if that was Batman's thing? Instead of beating up, like, criminals, if he just was just, like, finding orphans and being like, these are your parents now. And he would just, like, give children to people. And then if you said no, then he would beat you up.
Would he beat up the parents for not
being, yeah, he'd be like, no, this is your child now. Punch, 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 punch. He would just show up at our door and be like, hello, childless couple. Kid?
And we'd be like, I'm like, no.
We didn't want one of these. He's like, you do now. Punch, 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 punch. And we'd be like, we do now? With like broken teeth and like blood all over our faces.
Yeah, we're just battered.
Yeah. And we're like, well, we can't get rid of it because if we do, Batman will come back and beat us up.
So they decide that they don't love each other because Byron's like,
they're friends.
Geo-Force is like, well, he's like, I thought I loved you until I realized my affection for you was directed at my sister Tara, the love I never gave her when she lived.
And well, that's fucked up.
And Tara is Tara from the Teen Titans.
Mm.
It's the good, because they both have.
But
the same
she's pop. Alive.
I don't know.
She's read alive. One where she was like dead. They thought she was dead, but she was alive.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But this is. I think that was after this.
Oh, wow.
That's definitely after this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they're like, well,
nobody's really dead in comics.
You know, and Halo's like, I've been so strong about finding my parents. Well, I love you, but I don't love you. And they're like, oh, we don't love each other. Yay! And so he got her like,
and he's like, oh, here's that small gift. And all of a sudden, she's really excited to open it because she's like, well, it can't be a ring.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's just like a little Halo necklace.
Yeah. And she's like, yay. And then she's like, oh, I'm gonna call Katana and just be like, hey, we don't love each other.
I guess Katana's like her buddy.
I think it's a roommate.
Well,
because it says here, she's like, oh, you've reached the number of Tatsu Yamashiro and Gabby Doe.
I think used to be roommates, because she says, oh, you still haven't changed the message.
Oh,
because I think they used to be really close and now they're not, because they talk about that a little bit later too.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't know what the problem is. Apparently,
yeah, there's some drama, and like Katana's sitting there with her cat.
Oh,
okay. She has a kitty, and she's like, "Oh, hey, I just wanted to talk to you, whatever." And Katana's like, "You know, this is back when you got a voice message, it would just play out loud,
yeah,
to everybody.
Those were the days,
the back in the day." And so she just listens to it and like lets it go, and she's like, "Oh, I guess she's just not there."
So as this is happening, she's telling because I'll remind you, Halo's telling the story, and Batman just goes, "Okay, get on with it."
Yes, like, I don't care that you don't love Geo-Force, and that you called Katana and couldn't get through.
And she has a cat. I know you don't want to tell me about, you know,
and So the phone rings at Geo-Force's place, and he picks it up, and it's a friend of his. What's her name?
Denise.
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 And she's like, I took a whole shit ton of sleeping pills. I need some help.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty fucking dark.
Yeah. And the Geo-Force is like, fuck this shit. I'm going to go and help her. And he's, you know, and he tells Halo to call the cops, and
yeah, so whatever. She does the police, he becomes Geo-Force, he goes to find her, meets the paramedics there, they put her in an ambulance, take her away, and he's like, I know who did this to her.
Well, what he's like she said she told me something before she passed out about why she did it, and now I seek vengeance. I seek to murder somebody.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna go kill this motherfucker.
He literally is like, I am just gonna go kill somebody.
And you're like, at first I was like, wait, what's happening? Because you're like, but she took pills, I'm confused. So he flies off.
Yeah, and apparently it's some guy named Dean Rayburn. He's like, she did this to her, and I'm gonna find him, and I'm gonna kill him. I do like that he's standing on wherever it is, like the roof or the house, and he's just like grabbing the house and crushing it.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this building.
He's like, ah, fuck.
He's like, I'm so angry, I'm gonna rip bricks off of this building.
Yeah, because he has basically, so Geo-Force has like gravity powers, and he can, you know, he's got strength, I guess, like super strength of some sort.
Super Geo-Force.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back in the Batcave, and Bruce is like, okay, well, we gotta stop him. I will beep out a message dear boyfriend.
Well, you go, because he's like, well, none of us can stop him because we're all wimpy, you know, and he's super strong, and he's like, well, none of us. I got a guy.
He's like, I got a guy. So he like beeps out a message to his boyfriend.
He goes and just,
this is pre-text, yeah, so he's using Morse code.
He just doesn't say, it's just a text that says, you up.
Yeah.
It's just a Morse code beep that says, you up, and Batman's like, or Superman's like, oh, because now we cut to, you know, the Daily
Planet. It's just a Morse code that, like, it actually, when translated, it just forms a dick.
It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like, that looks like a penis.
It's like, oh, it's my buddy Batman.
It's my buddy Batman. That's our
code. I'm coming.
And I'm coming.
In more ways than one. So Clark Kent's at a Christmas party, and everybody's singing, like, you know,
I just noticed here, so they're singing...
they're singing the New Year's song?
Remember, our Christ was our Savior, born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power.
Yeah, that's the song.
But when we're gone astray.
Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
I forgot that Christmas song has the word Satan.
It sure does.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, they're having some nog, and you know they're all singing, and... Batman. I like just how Batman Superman is drawn singing. He looks like he's like, ah.
We were.
Yeah, see him?
Maybe he's horrified by eggnog. He's just seeing it. He's like, oh.
He's like Satan's power. He's like, ah.
Ah. Maybe he's just like, ew, eggnog.
I kind of want to draw a puke. No, he's drinking it because he has it in his hand.
Well, he just tasted it and he realized eggnog is garbage.
Oh, is this Best Superman's...
I'm sorry, I'm not an eggnog
fan. I do this every year at the Christmas party. I taste eggnog and I realize I don't like it. And I just make this really awful noise. I go, ah!
And I just stand by the punch bowl just staring at it in horror.
I go, why?
Until somebody calls Superman and then I leave.
And I was like, oh, I gotta go.
So I just heard
a dick beep in my ears.
He just stands there for 45 minutes just like, eh, with that face, and then finally he hears a dick beep and he leaves.
Penny just standing over, you know, talking to Steve, what was that guy's name? The sports guy, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
Whatever. He's just like, why do we keep him hot?
Why do we keep Clark around?
He's so weird.
It's like, look at it. There's nobody by that punch bowl. He's just staring at it in horror, just abject horror. And he does it every year. Every single year.
I'm gonna do that at the Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
At Christmas party we're going to this week for work. That's gonna be my gimmick.
That's a good idea, babe.
I'm just gonna stand by the whatever punch bowl they have and just go, and you're just gonna be like, is that your husband? I'm like, yep. That's my husband.
I'm gonna be like, this is the guy who works here, don't mind me.
that's the guy that produces my podcast.
Yeah, I just look terrified.
So anyway, Superman goes into closet, gets naked because he hears the beep and he's like, all right, time to get naked and put my clothes on.
He's like, time to go get some dick.
Look at him. He's like, dick?
It's Christmas dick. It's
Christmas dick.
It's got a bow on it. It's very, very exciting.
Oh, man.
So he takes off.
Never win awards. Anyways.
Of course not. So he takes off and he flies out somewhere.
Well, because he flies out and like he goes to wherever Batman is, and Halo's hanging out, and she's like, "Oh, Batman told me to hang out here."
Yeah, because he didn't tell her what she was waiting for. He just said, "Go float in the sky."
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't say, "Oh, just Superman's gonna show up."
Right? Why didn't she just say, "Superman's coming, just wait here for him"? She was just like, "Just go float in the sky, and something is gonna happen."
Yeah.
So she does, and then Superman shows up, and she's like, "Oh, you must be who I'm waiting for. I don't know where Batman went." And he's like, "Well, he's got his reasons." Like, Superman's just like, "Whatever. He does this all the time.
He's always stiffing me."
Yeah. He's always beeping me dick promises, and then he disappears in the middle.
He beeps me his dick, and then I go to the cave.
And he's not there.
And it's just a
fell asleep.
It's just a letter. It's just a note that says LOL.
Oh my god.
LOL, I went to Gordon's.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if that, like, just Batman just always fucking pranks him? He's like, "No, I promise this time, man, I really want to have sex with you." And he just, like, beeps him somewhere, and Superman flies to wherever that is, and it's just a note that says LOL.
Oh god.
Just like every single time. But Superman just keeps falling for it.
Has anybody written this slash fiction that. I kind of like it. It's a
Superman and the Hunt for Dick. No,
that's definitely been one.
It has.
There's definitely a parody of Superman, the Quest for Peace. It's called Superman, the Quest for Dick.
Superman, the Quest for Penis.
The Quest for Penis.
Mm-hmm.
The quest for Batman's penis. It's definitely been written, but hopefully there's some humor in it.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good bit.
Yeah.
If we're adapting this for television, that's a joke I would write.
Good job. So proud.
Excuse me, Sean. Will you mind adapting this Batman, Superman slash fiction
what
for us?
What was the joke you had the other day that you were like, no one's ever done that joke before?
Oh, yeah. Shit. No, was it the... God damn it. It was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I can never do it again. Oh, no. Wait. I almost have it. It's in my head.
What's it about?
No, it wasn't about Superman.
No.
It wasn't about John Cena. Because there was that other...
Oh, it was naming a kid.
It was naming a kid, called Fucking.
Yes, that's right.
Because you call a kid named Fuck, you call him Fucking, and then he's like, here's my son, Fucking Merrick. And they're like, you know, and that would be like a great bit in like a. Like a Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, or you'd be like, why do you call him Fucking?
And then you go, always, because he's always be fucking.
And then everybody would cheer and like high five. And
fucking Andy Samberg would be there.
Yeah, it'd be so great.
You know, Will Ferrell, and they're high fiving, and that's the movie.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the best joke.
That's great. That's the best joke.
If I was doing stand up, I'd probably put that in my act, and that would be my closer. I'd be like, yo, I always want to, you know, if I have a kid, it's going to be named Fucking. So I could be like, yo, what's your kid's name? His name is Sean His name is just Fucking Merrick.
Why?
And they'd be like, why? It's because you always be fucking. And then nobody applauds and I just leave.
Yeah. That sounds kind of how your stand-up career went, actually.
Actually, yeah, yes, yes, yes. My stand-up career, that's exactly how my stand-up career went.
Not to give you too hard a time about
that. Nobody, okay? Nobody applauds and then I leave. That's how, that's how stand-up.
Do you remember the time you fell up the stairs and down the stairs?
In the same set? The
same set.
That's on video.
In fairness, that place was really dark. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. I just couldn't. And I felt bad because the host was just like, you okay, dude?
Like, I'm good.
It's okay. I'm just embarrassing myself in front of my friends and family. It's all right.
Oh, Lord.
That's my stand-up career in pretty much one swift motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywho, so Superman goes flying off and he's like, hey, Halo, what's up? Let's go find Bat. Let's go
let's go find Geo Force.
Let's go find Geo Force. And she's like, he's like, all right, just follow me. And
yeah, because she's like, he turned his tracker off. I don't know where he is. But he's like, well, I'm going to use my supervision. So just follow me. And she's like, anywhere.
Sigh. Yeah. She's like, oh, we'll be more than friends.
Yeah. So, and then we are in an alley.
Yeah, then we just cut to like an alley where apparently
there's a bunch of gang members trying to steal from a Santa. And before all that happens, Katana and who is this guy?
Black Lightning
thwart said robbery, but instead of like this being interesting, they just have a lot of chat about like how Katana feels about Halo and how they're friends, but she has to stay away from her and nobody cares. Even the guy they knocked out, who's not knocked out, he tries to shoot himself. Actually them, but I'm gonna say he's trying to shoot himself because he just wants out of this scene.
Yeah, he's like, God, this is boring, these idiots.
Yeah, he's like, kill. And then
you've been lower. Black Lightning's like, you've been lower than a mole's soul since Halo left. It's Christmas, why not see her? And she's like, I want to, for her messages and letters are filled with loneliness.
But I cannot.
And he's like, but I can't, the Batman is right. I like how they always call him the Batman.
Yeah.
Like, even Halo does it, she's like, the Batman! I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's like, a child belongs with her parents, because Batman said so.
Again, Batman's just randomly leaving children with random people.
Yep. Yeah, and so they're anyway. So
he's like, make it a family, and you're like, just play with dolls.
Yeah.
He's like, it's better with real people.
So now we jump over to this Rayburn fellow, this Doug Rayburn guy, and
who is in a cabin.
He's in a cabin. Everybody's out in the cabins.
Everybody's
man.
Out in the cabin because it's Christmas.
Everybody's
so,
got sweet ass cabins.
What else are you gonna do? I guess. But he's like, oh. It's snowing. And actually, this cabin kind of looks like the one we stayed up in Big Bear.
Because
it's got that like big giant window and like the thing, which is a great cabin. It was a really nice cabin. Anyway, so he's like, hey there, co-ed. It's snowing.
Are we assuming this is a student of his?
I'm assuming he's trying to play the same thing. Because as we find out, this guy is a Harvey Weinstein type.
He's a piece of shit.
Who is... I'm assuming trying to, you know, coerce this lovely co-ed into some sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
And Geo Force storms in and she's like, hey, my friend Denise, you told her that she had to fuck you or you were going to rescind her scholarship. And since she didn't fuck you, you rescinded her scholarship. And now she tried to kill herself.
Yeah.
Because you're just another example of a gross dude with power.
Yeah, he's a gross dude with power. And then, so he tries to get a gun, and fucking Geo-Force is like, fuck your gun.
Yeah, fuck your gun.
And then he's about to, like, he's like, I'm gonna...
This is a very timely issue, surprisingly.
I know.
Right? Like, man, it fits right like into our cultural moment.
It's like it was written yesterday.
Where it's just like all these creepy dudes with power just being like, fuck me or horrible things will happen to you. Because as we find out later, there are many complaints against this gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And then Superman, you know, he's about to, like... Geo-Force is about to, like, explode this dude.
Yeah, he's like, I can crush steel with my hands. Imagine what it's going to do to flesh.
Yeah.
Because he's just going to pop this dude's head like a fucking grape.
Nice.
But Superman stops him.
He's like, hey, don't do it.
And instead of just being like, hey, man, I realize that you're fucking pissed and this guy's a scumbag. I get it. Like, explain to me what's happening and he could tell him. They just fucking throw down.
Yeah.
And... destroy the cabin.
Well, what's his face? Geo-Force tries to punch him. And, like,
yeah, which, I mean, that's dumb.
Because he's like, come on, man. You can't, like, kick my ass. And he's like, no. And so Superman just throws Geo-Force through this guy's cabin.
Yeah, Superman just, like, fuck it and breaks the building. Then they're out in the snow and they're just fighting. And Geo-Force is like, I don't understand this because...
Well, so Geo-Force apparently, so he can manipulate... gravity.
But what I don't understand about this, the gravity has no effect on Superman's power. It is the sun.
Well, recall your power source is the environment of the Earth. So now they're just lumping everything in.
Yeah, no, because
environment of the Earth,
true.
Your strength and invulnerability are derived from her lesser gravity.
No.
One of my powers is to increase that gravity, even to that of your native planet to remove your strength.
No.
And apparently that allows him to have a even playing field.
But that's not accurate.
I know.
Gets his powers from our yellow sun.
Yes.
Krypton had a red sun. Right? That's the whole fucking thing.
The whole fucking thing, yeah.
It's a yellow sun, blah, blah, blah. It has nothing to do with gravity. But okay, I mean, if you want to say that's...
Well, they say he's with the environment, so he gets to, you know, yep. So he,
again,
he's around,
bullshit.
Like...
It's the sun. He is a plant.
Yeah.
He is literally a plant. Maybe that's why he's so horrified by eggnog. Because if you poured eggnog on a plant, I'm sure it would die.
Yeah. He's like, no, don't pour it on me.
He's like, I need water and sunlight.
I would imagine that...
I'm a tomato.
Well, you know what happened is that there was a Christmas party at the Daily Planet one year, and... Perry got really drunk and everybody was just being a fucking going crazy and somebody took like the big thing of eggnog and just threw it on Clark. Like they held him down while they did it because he's like, I could be Superman and force my way out of this, but
I won't.
Then everybody would know.
Yeah.
And it's just, it actually would be great. Actually, that would have been a great like issue of Superman, like the cover. It's like, I could kill Perry right now. And it's just Perry, like, just about, like, to dump something on him, but you don't see what's going on.
Yeah.
It's like, I could kill him, but he's my boss, you know. But that's what happened. That's why he's terrified of eggnog.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
You know,
he remembers that party.
So do you think, like, if you have Superman outside, you know how plants turn into the sun?
Uh-huh.
Do you think if you just left Superman outside, he would just turn towards the sun, like, as it goes around? Just all day, just gradually turning?
I guess.
Because he's trying to get as much sun as possible. Because he's a plant.
There's not a lot of Superman sunbathing instances.
Right, like that. He should
just be him just sitting there working on his tan.
Yeah,
just have one of those things just with the...
Yeah, like one of those little like, folding mirror-y things.
Yeah.
That really should be like, he should... There should be more scenes of him sunbathing.
Uh-huh.
I agree with that.
I don't think I've ever seen him sunbathing.
He should be.
Being like, yo, gotta get some lunch in. And he's just...
Yeah. And he's just, like, sitting in the park, just, like, hanging out, being like, gotta recharge my power. Also, yeah. This is how I eat.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking weird.
So, we take a break from the... Take a break from the...
Ugh.
People...
from the actual action.
Actual action to catch up with Metamorpho and Sapphire.
And nobody cares.
Stag. And they're like, oh, we're shopping.
And Metamorpho's like, hey, you should, like, buy your dad a gift. And she's like, but my dad tried to kill you. And he's like, but you know what? You only have one dad. And she's like, oh, Metamorpho. And I'm like, you know what? No.
And he's like, yeah, I guess I'll forgive my dad.
You shouldn't.
And he's like, nope, he tried to kill you.
He tried to kill you. Don't forget, you know what? Sometimes dads don't deserve to be forgiven. I'm just going to say that.
And I like the next scene. It's just Superman getting punched in the face.
Yeah, by Geo-Force.
Geo-Force, and then then Geo-Force is like, this dude is an extortionist, and he caused my friend to try to attempt suicide. And he's like, "Where's your truth, your justice, your American way?" And he's like, "I'll tell you later."
Yeah, and he's like, "Punch, punch, punch!"
Like, no, tell him now.
Yeah, and be like, "Dude, I get it, but we can't just murder people."
No, Superman's like, you got to reform people.
Yeah, he's like, we have a justice system.
Except for the people that are in buildings that I throw Michael Shannon into.
Yeah, except the people that like I throw into space or put into the Phantom Zone. They don't get justice. But I give lip service to justice.
Yeah.
Even if I don't practice it. So they're fighting, whatever.
Fight, fight, fight. Somehow Superman, I don't know how this is necessarily like.
Oh, Superman decides to create an avalanche.
Yeah.
Which completely overwhelms Geo-Force, which I'm not really sure would happen.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I mean, I understand like Superman could be like, okay, I can not be affected by this thing, but sure. Why is Geo-Force? Because Geo-Force is obviously just as powerful as Superman in this situation. So what's Snow gonna do? They could just both stand there and be like, fuck Snow.
Right. Yeah. Because they should have enough power to withstand this sort of, you know, force of an avalanche. But Superman grabs Geo-Force and like I-beams himself out of there.
Yep.
And they go to the cabin, and Geo-Force is unconscious.
Actually, what I do is I like that Halo's like, oh, you're back. And it's like, Geo-Force is beat up. It's like, she thinks he's dead.
Yeah.
Which I kind of is like, that's pretty dark that he's just like, oh, I brought back your dead boyfriend.
Yeah, here's your dead friend.
Dead friend. Yeah, Batman needed my help. Yeah, I killed his buddy.
We were trying to stop Geo-Force from killing, so we killed him.
We killed him. See, that's how this works.
That's how this works. We're the mafia, basically. So
Superman is pro-mafia.
Yo, he's absolutely. So they're back, and that creepy Dean is like, I'm suing. You've destroyed everything. And then that's when Batman shows up, and he goes, hey.
Well, hey, there's a few things here. So Superman goes, because he's like, my cabin is, this guy's like, my cabin's fucked. And the guy's like, I'll rebuild your cabin, but what about, like, being a shitty dude?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not shitty. And then
yeah, he's like, those bitches be lying. So yeah. He's basically taking a page out of the book of Roy Moore.
Yeah.
And Batman shows up and he's like, oh, hey, so we've got, like, he's like, yeah, you know, you could say she's lying, but what about these 7 other women who have filed complaints against you? You know, like Bill Cosby or Weinstein or Moore or, you know, all the other shitty dudes that we've seen paraded through the press lately. And he's like, oh, there's other people. And you're like, yeah, don't masturbate in front of people who don't want to be masturbated in front of, just saying. And he's like, oh no. And Geo-Force is like, I think I'm happy with that.
And then we don't see them like apprehend this dude. They just kind of go like,
kind of like high five each other.
They're like, all right, we did it.
Well, there's that panel of Batman and Superman, and like, I get that Superman's supposed to look like he has bruises on his face, but it kind of just looks like he has like a weird infection.
Yeah, he's got weird beard.
He's got like a like mumps or something.
Mumps.
He's been stung by bees.
Oh no. He's been hanging out with Roman Reigns.
Batman's like, hey, thanks for that. And Superman's like, yeah.
He's like, are you all right? And he's like, ah, you know, I had like, a great workout beating up your friend and nearly killing him.
Also, you promised me penis. Yeah, I got a Morse code penis.
What is like Superman Batman here? He's like, are you all right? He's like, nah, yeah, I had the best workout in ages. This kid's gonna get good. You know, he'll be okay. And Batman's like, if he lives that long,
maybe Batman's gonna kill him.
I don't know.
Batman's like, you know what?
He's got a contingency plan to kill everybody. He's Batman.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe Batman's like, you know that whole no killing thing? Kind of over it. And I'm gonna start with Geo-Force.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Batman be killing for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's gonna be like Santa's sleigh or whatever.
Batman as Bill Goldberg in Santa's sleigh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
When Santa starts killing people. So we cut back to the hospital. Geo-Force in his civilian identity goes to see his friend, and she's like, I didn't want to die. I'm so glad I'm alive. And she's like, what day is it? And he's like, Christmas. And she's like, oh, I didn't get you anything. He's like, but you got yourself the gift of more Christmases.
Yeah, you got to live.
Oh man, what a gift.
Life is a gift. I like that's a thing you debate.
I mean, there are days when I look at the news and go, maybe it would be better if we all died.
Yeah. Maybe it would be better if a tungsten missile took care of us.
Maybe humanity was a mistake. I'm just going to say.
We're pretty shitty.
Yeah.
We suck ass a lot of times.
And we're doing terrible things. So maybe it'd be okay if we disappeared. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of suck ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we do shitty things, and
yeah, humanity is a cancer. That's all.
It's just it'd be funny if this is a corner of this book is just picture of you going meh,
meh, because like at the very bottom it says like, you know, happy holidays to all. Then it says for
Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Yes. So this Christmas.
Oh, so this is a shout out to the creators of Superman trying to.
I guess.
Even though they're probably Jewish.
They're 100% Jewish. They're absolutely Jewish. So I don't know.
Yeah. So how are they? It's like, hey, I'm also kind of Jewish guys. They're like,
I'm also kind of confused, like why this particular story was a shout out to them. Like we're gonna chase down a creepy sex dude, and Superman's almost gonna lose. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to say about this. So Superman, when he brings Geo-Force back to everybody at the cabin, he goes, oh, Geo-Force is fine. Because she's like, is he dead? And he's like, he's fine. He just found out that there's always somebody stronger than you. And I'm like, except for you, Superman, you are literally the exception to that rule. What are you talking about right now?
Except for me, I'm the strongest.
Except for me, nobody is stronger than me. Continue. And he just flexes.
He just does some, like, drinks a protein shake. He's like, fuck off.
Yeah, why isn't Superman, like, constantly flexing? I feel like he should be.
He should
be, like, Johnny Bravo-ing, like, all the time. Just look at these muscles.
I'd like a Johnny Bravo Superman crossover.
Oh, who wouldn't? I would love that. That'd be amazing.
Just him going, ho, hmm, ho.
Could you imagine Superman's hair just getting, like, Johnny Bravo'd? That little curl.
I like that.
It'd be so great. I'd watch that.
Let's put that together.
Yeah, why can't we have that?
Yeah, and then, later we see, in the background we see Superman and Halo.
Yeah, why is she sighing, by the way? That's like the last thing that happens in this book is Halo, like, there's people.
Oh, she is sighing.
Yeah, so it's, we're inside the hospital room, okay? So, and it's Geo-Force and his friend are talking about, like, you've given yourself the gift of more Christmases, and then Superman and Halo are flying by outside, but for some reason we can see Halo's thought bubble that says, sigh.
Is she sighing because she's flying by the window of where what's-his-face is?
I think she's sighing because she's staring at Superman's butt.
She's underneath him. She's staring at his junk.
Well, she's kind of beside him.
Oh, is she?
So maybe she's looking at that profile. So wait,
maybe she's looking at a taint.
I think she's looking just at that whole profile.
Oh, okay.
That muscly man profile. And she's going, like that?
Yeah.
Or is she just like, ugh? Like, what sigh are we talking? We're talking like, oh, so handsome, or ugh, god damn it, I'm still hanging out with this guy. Like, what sigh are we talking about? There are different sighs.
Just because he's like, hey, you want to go fly back to Batman's house and like eat those cookies that Alfred spilled on the floor?
Maybe that's the thing. Or maybe they're like, we're going to go to Bob's Big Boy. We're going to get a burger.
Big Belly Burger. We going there?
Yeah. What are we doing here? And why can we hear her sigh when she's outside?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing.
And then we get an epilogue where basically we just learn that Tobias Whale is coming back. He is a bad dude.
He's a marshmallow man.
He is a marshmallow. He's an albino man. But he definitely does look like a marshmallow man. He's like a big marshmallow man with a big mouth.
That's horrifying.
He is pretty horrifying. He's basically like, who's that big dude?
I know who you're talking about.
I'm blanking
about.
On his name, but it's that...
In that Justice League.
Justice League, yep. Double Date, where they're protecting that...
What's that guy's name?
Yeah, it's like some mob boss or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like that big, humongous, like, albino guy.
Yeah, and he's basically that's... He's like the albino... This guy is basically the albino of Kingpin. He's like, he's a Black Lightning villain.
Okay.
Because that's where this all ties in, and okay. So, yeah. Next month, it's Death and... Let's see. Next issue, The Return of Tobias Whale, the all-new, all-deadly Psionide. More about Halo's past. Be here for Truth About Halo Part 2. Death and Remembrance. It'll be good. Well, we'll see.
I don't care about Halo. I don't need to know about her past. That's fine.
I do like... we have the letters page. It is Inside the Outsiders.
Okay.
And I do want to read this one letter here.
All right.
That I just like I like this response because it doesn't really say anything. It's kind of just like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's like, number 14 was perfect, and imagine a whole issue dedicated to subplots. It was too good to be true. I love Geo-Force and Halo's little scene. That's what it says.
What happened?
I don't know.
Naked?
Porking?
No, I mean, like, was it just like, oh, I'm in a bikini or something?
And GeoForce is like, I'm blasting off or whatever. I don't know. But I hope it's not just one of those on the rebound things. They make a cute couple. Halo is by far my favorite character. I hope you solve her origin soon. Just don't let her move out of Tatsu's. Too late. Oh, and by the way, why wasn't GeoForce wearing his costume underneath his street clothes? And the response is just, ask your mother and father.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right. Gross.
Ew.
So did they sleep together?
I'm assuming there was some sort of sex going on.
And he wasn't wearing his costume because he thought he'd get boned. So yeah. He was like, fuck it, I'm not wearing this because spandex is hard to take off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's how that went.
All right. Well, great.
Maybe we should find that book.
Well, if there's banging in it.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to go back and see. It's like, oh, let's see how they do that.
Yeah.
But, so that's it for Batman and the Outsiders, number 19, from March 1985. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
Maybe not the next issue, but maybe the banging issue.
Yeah, I'll go back and find those. There's a lot, yeah. The Outsiders are sexy.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Batman and the Outsiders, actually. I just don't particularly care.
They're very much like the Outsiders, I've always felt. You know, even in really any iteration. And I like, look, don't get me wrong, I love a few of the, you know, I love Metamorpho.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm definitely a fan of a lot of these guys. You know, some of these guys, not a lot of them, but they're kind of like an Infinity Inc. to me, where they're just a bunch of schmoes that they put together.
Uh-huh.
And that occasionally, you know, they have like bigger heroes come and hang out with them. And you're like, oh, here's a thing that's going on. But you don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really a lot that to keep your interest because they're, I don't know. It's just a team. It's just a thing that exists, you know, and it's kind of a, I guess, a way to draw in people for like a younger sure. audience, or just something that's like a bit more, you know, if you're tired of Superman and Batman, you know, why don't you read this?
Yeah. Batman's
still here, but he's not, you know, always here.
Right.
So, yeah, that's basically how it goes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, I don't know. I have a few other issues of this book. I feel like it's always something, like The Outsiders is always something I feel like I should get into.
Fair enough.
Like I just check it out, but I don't want to hunt it down.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it for this week. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook. Wait, no, you can't find me on Facebook. Don't find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, as well as Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever.
Yeah, our show on Facebook. Don't find me.
Sean doesn't exist on Facebook. Email us, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah, we would really
appreciate Apple Podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, please rate, subscribe. If you want to give us a Christmas present, rate and subscribe. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. That would be really cool.
I mean, with all the talk of Morse Dick, I can't imagine
Morse Dick.
Why we wouldn't deserve 5 stars in the ratings. We're monsters. So that's about it. I mean, it will continue with our little holiday books until the end of December.
Yeah, we got some stuff. We got some good stuff coming.
We got some more stuff. So that's about it.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.